Jack, what were your thoughts when you heard about what happened to Don Granato?
Really disappointed. I love Donnie as a coach, and it just sucks to see. Feels like a big part of that's on us.
In what ways?
We just weren't good enough for him this year. You know, we could have been a lot better, and we didn't win enough games, and I think we take responsibility for that.
Jack, obviously you were out for majority of the season. What can you make from the time that you actually were on the team and the games that you got to play?
Well, it was just, you know, it was great to be back in the lineup for myself and, you know, try to help the team win. And I think, you know, we're really close to being a really good team in this league, and we're going to do everything we can to be there next year.
You know, we just talked to Samuelson, and he talked about how hard of a time he had the last few months and said that you guys spent some time together. You guys are obviously very friendly. What did you learn about him and seeing him go through this newer type of adversity?
I mean, yeah, I know him so well, and I've played with him for a few years in Rochester before, so we're already so close. But, I mean, you know, just his mental strength, and obviously we both went through some adversity with the injuries, so you get to see, I guess, a little bit of a different side of each other.
Jack, when you came back off injury, you know, you kind of looked like you played like you didn't miss a beat there. I mean, just confidence-wise, what did that do for your confidence, just knowing you were able to get back and, you know, you were playing to, you know, the level that hopefully you expect to be at coming off such an injury?
Yeah, thank you. No, it meant a lot. You know, when you're injured, you just keep thinking about, you know, getting back and getting back to where you want to be with your game. So I was, I guess, happy with myself and the fact that I got to get there pretty quickly.
Are you going to be able to play with Canada, or do you think your body needs rest right now?
I'm not sure. I haven't been asked to play by Hockey Canada, so if the phone call comes, we'll have to talk with Kevin and everyone and decide.
Besides Worlds, what is important for you to accomplish this summer, given everything you worked through this year and how you prepare for the next camp?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're always working on your game and trying to get better, but for me, you know, just really disappointed in the games I missed this year with injuries, so just doing everything I can for my body to be able to, you know, play in every game next year.
What do you think the firing of Donnie did in terms of shaking up the room, shaking up the young guys, just reminding them that it's a business?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I guess we'll kind of see as we go, but I think just the general feeling right now is disappointment. I don't think anyone, you know, wanted to see Donnie go. We loved him as a coach, so I guess it does put in perspective that, you know, if you don't accomplish what you want to, then, you know, things like that happen, which is too bad.
Jack, you've had different types of coaches, whether it's Ottawa, Rochester, or here. What can somebody who, I guess, is more demanding, more pushing guys, we heard a lot about that the last 48 years, what can that do for a group, especially when you get to the dog days of the season, right?
Yeah, I think you know, you're always trying to push each other and, you know, make each other better. And at the end of the day, you're trying to get more wins out there as a team. So whatever is going to, you know, help that the most, whether that's, you know, like you said, pushing guys more or whatever. But I think that's the end goal.
What do you think needs to change to get this team over the edge and into the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, that's obviously, the goal is to be in the playoffs and be a winning team. So we got some work to do, and we're going to do everything we can to be that team next year.
What do you think of the season JJ's been able to put together?
You know, really impressive. He's such a good player, and honestly, not surprised at all. He put up the numbers he did. I've, you know, been able to play with him the last couple of years. So I know how special he is, and I think he kind of showed everyone this year.
Are you excited to see Germany through his eyes to start next year?
Yeah, very excited. Yeah, he can be our tour guide.